This is Dave Glowatz of MrRadio.org. I'm speaking with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky from the streets of Bensonville at the southwest corner of O'Hare Airport. Ben's column in the July 3rd, 2008 edition of the Reader is titled The Dead Zone. And he came out here with me today to the Dead Zone to tell the rest of the story. So, Ben, we're standing here on what was formerly, well, I guess it's still a neighborhood in Bensonville. And describe what I'm seeing around us.
Well, I'm not sure what street we're on, but it's just north of Roosevelt Avenue in Bensonville. And what you see all around us is house after house boarded up and abandoned. There used to be people that lived here, obviously. I would say in this one block, there's maybe 15 houses on each side, single, what are they, frame, one-story homes. And the city of Chicago bought this property over the last year and a half or so, essentially putting pressure on people to sell so that they could tear down the buildings and supposedly put a runway here.
Now, we're standing on the sidewalk, but if we were just to move over a foot here, we would be standing on...
Yes, we would be standing on city property. So I am now, I moved...
Just moved over.
I just moved over.
To the lawn.
I'm on the lawn, so technically I'm on Chicago city property.
You're trespassing.
Well, that's what the signs say. The signs on all the houses say no trespassing.
Let's trespass all the way up to the house here. Let's see what the sign says. We're walking up to the door. Now, this house isn't boarded up. The ones on either side are, for some reason. Interesting.
Around to it.
Okay, so it says, attention, no trespassing. This is airport property. Any individual who attempts to gain access to this property will be reported to the proper authority for prosecution to the fullest extent of the law. And the other sign says, property owned by City of Chicago O'Hare Modernization Program. So technically, we're trespassing, though.
Well, I don't know if technically we are trespassing. Both of us are citizens of Chicago, so technically, don't we own this property? I mean, our taxes are maintaining it. So
when the security firm comes by, we could say, well, we own this property.
Yes, that's true. Well, you didn't finish reading the sign. It says managed by Globetrotters International, Inc., and that's a consultant that got a hefty contract from the city of Chicago to maintain this area in the interim period before it's wiped from the slate with the bulldozers.
As I recall from your article, there are about 40 holdouts, people who have not agreed to sell their homes, and they're scattered throughout the dead zone?
Yes, they're scattered throughout the dead zone. I think there's one over there. Any house that doesn't have a sticker on it is one where there's a holdout. Most of the stickered houses as well, except for this one for some reason, are boarded up. It doesn't seem like they've gotten to all the homes on this block to board them up. But anyway, as you drive through the dead zone, or in this case we're riding our bike through the dead zone, you'll see from time to time a house where somebody's still living.
In your article, you wrote that State Representative Angelo Saviano of the 77th District voted for the state law that removed protection from eminent domain for homes in this area, homes near O'Hare, and let the city of Chicago take houses. Do you think the majority of his constituents agree with the position he took?
Well, probably the majority of the constituents in his district couldn't care less. The point of my article was to show the impressive power play by Mayor Daley on all levels of state, in the judiciary, in the General Assembly, and with the governor to make law and have it enforced in order to seize this property. This is probably the greatest display of eminent domain I've seen since I've moved to Chicago in the 1980s. Politically, what he did at the start of the O's and the redistricting made sure that Bensonville was not united with a strong, independent, two-page, county-based legislator. And so Saviano, who is one of the state reps representing Bensonville, is rooted in Cook County. So even if everybody in Bensonville voted against him, they probably couldn't oust him. So he's free to do whatever he wants, which is to make alliances with Mayor Daley.
So essentially the 77th District was gerrymandered to cut out a swath to include Bensonville so that the residents of Bensonville, they would have an isolated constituency.
Exactly, an isolated constituency. Now, even if they had a strong militant legislator in Springfield speaking up for them, that person obviously still would be overwhelmed, but it really undercuts their position if their own home state rep is voting with Mayor Daley to take their property. Again, it's a brilliant power move by Mayor Daley.
Well, can we go perhaps seek out some of these holdout residents?
Well, you could ride around and see. For good reason, some of them are aware of intruders and strangers who show up.
Especially who show up on bicycles.
I think we'll be like creatures from Mars. Coming out here on a bike is like being a creature from Mars.
We're standing in front of the home of one of the holdouts, Arlene Benson, which is coincidental. Arlene Benson, Bensonville.
Right.
No relation.
No relation, no.
And you wrote in your article that Commonwealth Edison cut off her electricity. Did she ever get it resumed?
Well, actually, it wasn't her electricity. What they did was they took her meter away. But anyway, she got it rectified. The point was, when she called to ask why her meter was missing, Commonwealth Edison told her that the city had informed them, Commonwealth Edison, that her home was about to be demolished. You take your choice. Either it was cluelessness on the part of the city, which is believable, or it was a power play to force her out, which is also believable.
And then we went past a couple houses that obviously still occupied. You could see flowers and lawn ornaments and "no, we won't go" signs. And you approached some of those people?
Yeah, the first time I came out here, I got out of the car and went to talk to somebody. He was very gruff and defensive. He essentially told me to get off his property. I didn't even have an opportunity to explain that I come in peace, that I'm not with the city of Chicago. In general, I've detected a sense of tremendous suspicion on the part of people who are remain here toward outsiders, and I can understand it. Their community's under siege.
And we're standing in front of a bunch of buildings. Can you tell me what these buildings are or were?
Yeah, this is Hamilton Court. How many of them are there? About maybe 20, 25 townhouses. This was the affordable housing in Bensonville. And in the 80s, there was a lawsuit filed by an open housing group in DuPage County demanding that DuPage County create some affordable housing. And this constituted affordable housing for years in DuPage County. One of the first homes that were vacated were these townhomes. They're individually owned, but many of them were rented out. And in eminent domain case, it's relatively easy to get rid of renters. They have relatively few rights. As soon as their lease is up, they're through. The city of Chicago gave each renter approximately $5,000 in relocation fees, and that got rid of them. And then once the renters were gone, there was really no reason to hold on if you own the townhouse. So townhouse owners were easy targets. As far as I understand, the city had no trouble vacating this. And I would guess there's well over 100 units in here.
And what strikes me is that for low-income housing, it looks like really nice stuff. As you say, there are townhomes. There's lots of lawn, and there are a lot of sidewalks going in between the buildings. So it looks like a very nice little community.
It is. It's a nice community. I don't know if I should call it low-income housing. I guess the apt word would be
affordable
housing. Yeah. This is suburbia. I mean, you look at these streets. This is complete suburbia. This is the American dream right here. And they sort of foreclosed on it. The metro is just going by. That's the train you hear in the background.
Another great thing about this area. Here's a guy coming up to talk to us. Howdy, how's it going?
I'm a property manager in the area.
How's it going?
All right, we don't allow anybody to be on any of the properties, so we're on the sidewalk in the street. But, you know, no trespassing sign, we typically have to stay on the front.
We'll stay on the sidewalk. Oh, yeah, you had your bike on the driveway. All right, so we were just told by a property manager to make sure we don't go on the property, and Ben's bike was laying in the carport here.
Right. Well, again, as I said, I'll get my lawyer to argue the point all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary, that I, as a tax-paying resident of the city of Chicago, own that property as much as anyone, including Mayor Daley.
Well, luckily it didn't come to that. Maybe we can get the heck out of here before the lawyers come swooping down.
Yeah, lawyers and airplanes. Here they come. They're parachuting into the dead zone.
This is Dave Gloetz reporting from the quiet streets of the Dead Zone in Bensonville. Ben, thanks for coming out to the Dead Zone with me today.
You're welcome. Thanks for showing an interest in the Dead Zone.
When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.